This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan.
We're talking about restrictions. They have been lifted now. 6 o'clock is when it started. Masks no longer mandatory indoors except at airports. Queenslanders were still encouraged to carry one and wear it on public transport or where social distancing isn't possible. Standing allowed at pubs and clubs while eating and drinking. Visitors at your residences, at your private residence, will increase to 100.
You can also dance, can't you now?
Yeah, at nightclubs and indoor venues, but you're not going out. You've got a baby now. You can't go out.
Oh, still keen to shake that booty.
Okay, weddings and funerals will be allowed to host 200 guests. Outdoors, there'll be no restrictions. And ticketed venues and open-air stadiums will be able to return to 100% capacity.
And perhaps some of the best news of all is that if you have a loved one in an aged care facility or a hospital, you will be able to go and visit them. Sharon Blackburn is the Executive Director at Ballycarra at Scarborough. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Craig. It's lovely to join you and Loretta.
And particularly on a day where there is some good news, and that is that your residents can have visitors once more.
It's a wonderful day. It's one that we've been waiting for. So it is good indeed.
So how long now have these residents not been able to have visitors?
It's slightly longer than other people have experienced, so it sort of spans over 3 weeks, because every time there's a community lockdown, it seems to affect aged care facilities for longer, because obviously there's a vulnerability there, and therefore you, whilst one appreciates that you want to take extra care, but it does impact them more because the restrictions are increased and they are prolonged. And this one was particularly hard hitting because it took place over the Easter period, and it was really difficult for both residents and their families to get their head around why this had happened on this occasion, when community transmission was obviously, whilst it was close to home, it obviously was reducing.
Yes. And over that Easter break, that would have been tough for many of them. How did you keep them connected with their families?
We always, all throughout this pandemic, we've always tried to do additional things in terms of communication. We've obviously allowed people to post messages, photographs. We use extra phones, iPads, and our staff really go out of their way to make sure that those connections happen in real time. It's not just our care and nursing staff, but we also have a lifestyle team that work alongside people. And that's great, but it doesn't replace that face-to-face contact. It doesn't replace the human connection that takes place. And for many people, while some really embrace the use of technology, others don't like it as much. And so having actual visitors becomes really meaningful. And over the Easter period, when you want to increase visitation and have more people from your family come in, it was particularly hard. But I families did accommodate their loved ones. They sent in messages, and we did our best to make all those connections happen in a timely manner, in a way that was meaningful to each person.
It's 22 past six on ABC Radio Brisbane. Sharon Blackburn is with us. She's the Executive Director at Ballycarra at Scarborough, talking about the restrictions easing so you can go back and visit your loved ones in aged care. Do any restrictions at all still apply there at Ballycarra?
There's no restrictions on the visiting, but obviously when people come, they have to meet certain criteria, because we've obviously still got to keep people safe. And that applies in terms of whether you've had any been travelling, whether you've been in any particular places where you've been exposed, or whether you yourself are displaying any symptoms. And so that's really important, that on entering the building, that you visitors respond and answer those questions honestly. And those have been in place for a long time, so they're not new. We've been able to communicate with our relatives in a really timely manner, in terms of we've got media messenger, we've been sending them letters. Our residential services manager has been available, answering any particular questions. And obviously, during this time, if there are any residents, particularly towards the end of life or where key family members are real partners in care, we've done our utmost to facilitate that those visitations continue, because it's really important. Our business, our work, all that we do is predicated on relationships and human contact. So we do our utmost to make sure that that happens in a meaningful way.
And Sharon, what about for your staff? Have they had to be wearing masks in the past few weeks?
Yes, they have. Yeah, they have. And that, you know, fortunately, our staff have really good relationships with our residents. They know each other well. And, you know, they're recognisable, so that's good. But yeah. Yes, they've, you know, but it is that eye contact. You know, being able to see somebody's face light up.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that nonverbal communication is so important. So that's going to be a real treat for staff to be able to take those off. Unless they obviously can't do the social distancing. But, you know, that's amazing to be able to care for people and be free of the mask.
And to see a smile, it makes such a difference, doesn't it? Rather than hidden away behind a mask. And what about, obviously, the vaccination rollout has been a really key discussion point over the past couple of weeks. Have your residents been able to receive their COVID vax?
Yes, they've had their first dose and the second dose is planned. It actually took place over the Easter weekend. And, you know, I really want to shout out for our staff because they did an amazing job, all the planning that took place. We had all the contact with the external agencies beforehand, but no amount of good communication externally. It didn't translate always into the team that turned up, but because our staff were prepared, they were able to work with the team on site. And for those residents that consented and wanted to have the vaccination, they've had it, and therefore it'll become, you know, the team will return within the 3-week deadline and they'll have their second vaccination. So, yes, we're really pleased about that.
So were there any concerns by residents about getting the vaccination?
None that we're aware of. Obviously, there's always going to be a handful of people that, with their family, have either chosen not to for various reasons. But that number is small in our case, and we respect those decisions. But I think we're of a generation, and you know, a lot of people look at this and they've travelled, they've lived through many different experiences, and they just see this as being essential to do and the right thing to do. And they look upon it, you know, many have travelled in their lifetime and think, well, if I was going abroad and to a place where I had to have a vaccination, that's the right thing to do. So there's a very pragmatic approach to this, and, you know, they've been pleased to be part of being able to receive it.
Yeah.
Sharon, really appreciate your time today. And like you said, good news, given visitors will be welcomed back into Ballycarra.
With smiles.
With big smiles on staff faces as well. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye.
Sharon Blackburn, who is the Executive Director at Ballycarra.